WJON News. I'm Tim Lyon. Here's what's happening. In St. Cloud, 31-year-old Philip Keys pleading guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon for threatening to hit a couple with a baseball bat in a Walmart parking lot back in 2015. Sentencing is set for January. In Minneapolis, federal prosecutors charging 46-year-old John Kelsey Gamble with paying hackers to sabotage websites of his former employer in Monticello. In Waite Park, a crosswalk safety event to bring awareness to teach drivers and walkers how to handle crosswalks. Last year, 60 pedestrians killed on Minnesota roads. St. Cloud Councilman Jeff Johnson's refugee resettlement moratorium resolution got a second for discussion last night, but the city council rejected it 6-1. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss vetoing a measure to raise the tobacco buying age to 21. The city council could override his veto, but the measure only passed on a 4-3 basis. In downtown St. Cloud, the new loft condominiums are ready for move-in. The 6-floor, 47-unit upscale condos on West St. Germain Street were 2 years in the making. And in Sartell, the city approving a holiday light display around Lake Francis for the month of December. The Country Lights Festival will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Now you can listen to WJON Radio live on your Alexa device. Just look for the skill WJON on the Amazon Alexa app. I'm Tim Lyon, WJON News.